You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a man talking to a friend about a TV series he is watching.
Enjoying the new series?
Well, yeah, it's okay. The writers have done a great job with the storyline. It draws you in, makes you want to keep watching, like a book you can't put down. It's a shame about the actual script, though. I mean, the actors do their best with their lines, but they all sound very unnatural. And people are saying good things about the music, but I really don't understand why they've used modern songs in a series set in the 1920s.
So you're not a fan, then?
I wouldn't say that. I watched 3 episodes in a row last night.
2. You hear a woman reviewing a book on the radio.
All too often we are told that the author takes us on a journey. But the phrase is entirely appropriate for this, the first volume of Gray's memoirs, since each chapter is named after a different European location where she lived out a particular stage of her colourful life. At times, it reads like a novel set against a background of huge political change across the continent, but this is the story of a life in which fact is stranger and far more absorbing than fiction. The map at the beginning of the book is a useful addition, by the way, as many of the place names may be unfamiliar to you.
3. You hear 2 friends talking about a film they have just seen.
I thought the pace dropped a bit halfway through the film, but apart from that, it was really good.
Yeah, it was great. You never expect a sequel to compare well with the original, but in many ways this one was better, more entertaining.
Especially the bits with those twins. I haven't laughed so much in ages.
Yeah, I didn't laugh out loud like you. I never do, but I know what you mean.
Definitely a candidate for an award or two.
Right. But it's true, the director could have speeded up the action a bit in the middle.
4. You hear a man telling a woman about a storytelling course he attended.
So, what made you decide to do a storytelling course?
Well, a friend of mine who did it last year recommended it to me. She thought I might enjoy it, and she was right. It was great fun, really laid back, and everyone was very supportive. It gave me the courage I needed, and the self-belief, to be able to stand up and speak in front of a group of people.
So, are you going to be leaving us to take up a career as a storyteller then?
No, I like working here too much.
That's a good story.
5. You overhear a woman calling a bookshop.
Hello, yes. It's about a book I bought in your shop last week, a Catherine Adams novel. I just wanted to point out that there were 1 or 2 pages missing. No, there's really no need to apologise. I mean, it's not as if it was the last page or anything. And I got the gist of what was happening without the pages. I just thought you ought to know so you can check the rest of your stock or talk to the publishers or something. Well, that's okay. Yes, pages 60 to 63.
6. You hear a man talking to a friend about a story writing competition he won.
Hey, I saw you on the telly last night, talking about your competition win. You kept that quiet.
Well, yeah, it was a bit of an ordeal, to be honest.
Why is that?
Well, it's a live chat show, so I was worried I might make a mess of it.
But you'd already been on national radio.
Yeah, but I didn't have to say much then, just read the story out. That's much easier than talking about yourself in front of millions. And anyway, I wasn't surrounded by all those celebrities when I was on the radio. It was just me and the other 3 finalists in the studio with the presenter.
7. You hear 2 friends talking about an actor in a play they have just seen.
The actor who played the grandfather looked familiar. Did you recognise him?
Yeah, I did. I've seen him in 1 or 2 of those period dramas on telly. He usually plays much younger characters, though. He can't be much older than 40.
Well, makeup did a good job then. He looked very convincing.
Yeah, he did. And his movements and gestures were really authentic. He's a natural.
Right. But I did think he tried a bit too hard with the voice. He mumbled a lot, so it wasn't easy to make out what he was saying sometimes.
Yeah, I had trouble understanding him too.
8. You hear part of a talk by a writer.
Now, you're all avid readers, so you know all about the wonders of books. Your bookshelves are probably full of novels, some of them mine, hopefully, and it's likely you started reading from an early age. So it may surprise you to know that until I was 15, I had never actually read a book from beginning to end. My parents didn't read, and nor did I. Then one day, a local writer came to my school and read extracts from her latest novel, and I was hooked. I bought the book, and when I'd finished it, I knew exactly what I wanted to do in life.